I'm working on opening my mouth. You know how Jonathan was talking about that several weeks back? And so I feel like there's a little resistance to what I've been wanting to share. I don't know if it's myself resisting or if there's resistance among you, but a couple weeks ago, Jonathan shared, he was talking about Proverbs 12:4, which says, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband." And he mostly focused on that part. The second part of the verse says, "But she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." So I'm going to focus on the first part. It was like after Jonathan had said that, I can even visualize Jonathan now as he said, "The virtuous woman is a crown to her husband." He was putting on the crown. And so as I went home, I started really thinking on it more, and I started wanting to study it more. And so I grabbed my Strong's Concordance, and I just wanted to look up a couple of the words that are in there. So I looked up virtuous. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. So virtuous means a force, an army, valor, or strength. That wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to mean. I thought it was going to be like pretty or lovely. But no, it actually was valor, strength. So it's this vision of there's some strength going on here with this virtuous woman. And it says that she is a crown to her husband. So when I looked up crown, it actually means to encircle for protection. So I got to thinking, I was talking in my quiet time to the Lord about, well, how am I supposed to circle him in protection? Because I'm the weaker vessel, right? So he's most of the time protecting me. But then the Lord brought to my mind that in our marriage, we've had times where I've had to really go to prayer and go to battle. And I don't know if you've had that, where you've had to battle for each other. But that is what the virtuous woman does. She's not afraid to battle for her husband. And so I feel like this is a word in season a little bit, because I was thinking about what's happening in our world, and there was just this law that was passed about marriage, and it's a farce. This is what marriage is right here. The virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. She goes to battle for him. She's willing to pray for him. She knows what he's struggling with, and she goes to battle. But how? And there was a season where I knew I had to go to battle for Doug. It was probably about 2.5 years ago when he had some job situations going on that it got really bad. And the father began to give me a battle plan. And if you've ever seen War Room, the movie, where she actually sets up scripture on a piece of paper, puts it in her closet, and starts praying for her husband. I began to formulate a plan for what my husband was dealing with and what I needed to pray for him about in order to counteract the battle. And so some of the scriptures that I prayed for are Proverbs 18:16, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men." Another one was Proverbs 9:34-35. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso finds wisdom finds life, and he shall obtain favor of the Lord." Another one was Proverbs 22:1. "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." Proverbs 22:29, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." So at the time, my husband was standing before a man that was not very kind, and he was really struggling. So I really leaned in hard that he would stand before kings. And so when Doug was reading this morning in John 14, and I love how Jesus understands there's a government, but he understands that he is one with the Father. So many times he talks about being one with him, He does what the Father says. He thinks as the Father thinks. They are one. They're separate, but they're still one. Well, when we get married, what happens? We become one. So we have the best ability, ladies, to pray for our husbands. And I don't know what the men are going through in this room, but I honestly felt like I needed to talk about how the virtuous woman, she is not passive. She is not just doing nothing. No, she is a force. She has valor and she has strength. And she goes on behalf of her husband boldly before the throne and fights for him. So I just wanted to share that with you all.